Welcome to the programme. The UK's finance minister, Jeremy Hunt, has declared his nation is in recession. The Chancellor of the Exchequer also said he expects the economy to shrink even further in the next fiscal year. Hunt has laid out his plans to tackle soaring inflation. He's included raising taxes for higher earners. More people with an income of $148,000 or more will have to pay at least 45% tax rate. Hunt expects public spending to slow down to help make up the $65 billion needed to bolster the state's budget. But he pledged more help for the elderly and low-income households. He also increased the windfall tax on oil and natural gas companies from 25 to 35%. And that's expected to raise $16.5 billion next year.
Today, we set our country a new national ambition. By 2030, we want to reduce energy consumption from buildings and industry by 15%. Reducing demand by this much means, in today's prices, a £28 billion saving from our national energy bill, or £450 off the average household bill. This must be a shared mission, with families and businesses playing their part. But so will the government play our part.
Let's bring in Andrew Simmons, who's following events for us from London. Andrew, it was a very detailed presentation of the financial situation and the mess, really, that the UK is in and what needs to be done to balance the books.
Very much so. $38 billion US dollars worth of cuts and raising something like $28.5 billion worth of tax rises. Now, it's a thing called fiscal drag, which economists use as a term for what's happened with income tax. Income tax has been increased effectively by not shifting the thresholds, but just simply leaving them alone. They're normally increased with inflation or somewhere near to inflation. Also, the highest earners are going to be hit the worst because the threshold has been adjusted downwards there. So really, you've got everybody in Britain having to pay more tax. Furthermore, with the cost of living increasing and an inflation rate of 11.1, which is the highest since 40 years, there is a real worry about energy still, because there is a system of subsidy, but it's going to be decreased in its amount across the board, apart from targeted amounts to more vulnerable people, which they will see considerable increases. But what the Conservative Party is trying to do with its tactics here is try to actually project caring in some areas and trying to be more responsible with their budgets. But really, one has to question that, because billions of dollars worth of cuts have been stalled for 2 years, effectively, until after the next election. So an evident move there to try to get away from the negative side of it. But looking at other aspects to this whole autumn statement, there are a few things, surprises, such as electric vehicles. Owners were excluded from having to pay vehicle charges, taxes for them. Now they will. In August, April 2025, they will have to pay the amount. Furthermore, there is the health service, which is getting a moderate increase. There is the education service getting an increase, and social care also. But that's all going to be overtaken by inflation. So the central theme here is that this is a depressing time for Britain, no doubt. And just think, 55 days ago, the Prime Minister, Liz Truss, was talking about tax cuts and a growth economy. Quite the contrary now.
Indeed. Andrew Simmons there for us in London. Thank you, Sandy.